Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, I'm just going to do a real quick one. Of course, I always say that, but I'm going to do a quick one here. Just talk about my thoughts in the market because I think we're nearing kind of an inflection point in the market, maybe a point where the market's going to turn around. First of all, I'm 100% long. I've been 100% long since the fall, so it is what it is, and I've mostly been in small caps and NASDAQ kind of stuff. So small caps have been outperforming, NASDAQ's been underperforming, so I think I'm just slightly beating the index. I do have some individual stocks as well, so and some of those are at all-time highs, so doing okay there. So I'm not complaining, but this is where, and you know, as a matter of fact, I just want to say that overall, I'm still bullish on the market longer term. I think that, I think the Fed printing money, the $85 billion a month is, you know, kind of having a inflationary effect on asset prices. So I think that'll continue, but it doesn't mean it's going to go up in a straight line. And, you know, these are the kind of places where I try to differentiate myself from the market averages a little. So here are my thoughts, and I'm going to kind of play both sides of the fence here. So no matter what happens, I can say I'm right. But I'm going to say, kind of do in the bull's favor, in the bear's favor. And right now I'm thinking just a small pullback. I mean, nothing major. But first of all, let's just talk about February. You know, right now we're in the monthly strength cycle, end of the month, beginning of the next month, where money comes into 401k plans and that kind of thing. And right now, with investors more optimistic about stocks, I think a lot of that money is going into stocks. So kind of having a bouncy effect in the market, right? Helping put pressure on the buy side. So that's my first thought, is that's still working, but it only goes through the first few days of the month. So, you know, probably tomorrow would be about it for any new 401k ads. So that's that. Again, and there is the mutual fund inflow, people pulling money out of bonds and maybe money market funds on the sideline and feeling comfortable about the market again. Yeah, they didn't like the market when the S&P 500 was at 700, right? Or 666. But here with the S&P 500 over 1500, hey, now they're feeling a little safer about stocks. Kind of crazy, but that's the way it works most of the time. So anyways, so folks are still, you know, apparently putting money to work. So I think those are my first two positives on the market. So negative is that the monthly strength cycle's ending. The next thing is that we are almost 4 years into a bull market. And, you know, they usually don't go very long, right, before we have some kind of dramatic pullback. So there's that. We're also near the previous market top. You know, the market topped in 2000 and in 2007, right around here, a little bit higher, right? 1565 on the S&P 500, I think. But it doesn't have to hit the number on the nose if it's just within a few percent. You know, that's pretty close. Also, you know, a lot of times when we get near an inflection point or a point where the market makes a turn, we see a lot of volatility. We see, you know, the market, which had been kind of boring and just kind of plodding upwards and putting everybody to sleep, although, you know, once it starts making new highs, it gets kind of noisy, but not really doing much. Suddenly, it's got these 100-point swings, these, you know, over percent moves day in, day out, and back and forth, and, you know, volume picks up, but it doesn't seem like we can make any headway on the bull side. We can't make any headway on the upside, or maybe just marginally. And then on the downside, same thing. We see the inflection points, but the bulls can't push it down anymore. And people kind of run, it seems like it runs out of juice a little bit, right? So I'm wondering if we're hitting that point now, because we were up huge Friday, down huge Monday, and up huge today. So, and you know, by the way, I think I heard six of seven past Super Bowls, the day after the Super Bowl, the market's been down. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't go back fact check that or anything, but I heard that. So there's kind of the increased volatility, the whipsawing around, which, if you play it right, you can make a percent a day, right? That wouldn't be too bad. Of course, you got to guess right. That's the only trouble there. So, those are my thoughts on the market. There does seem to be a lot of folks expecting a correction. You know, eventually that can be right. That'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy if everybody takes the money out of the market expecting a correction. But on the other hand, you go around and you see a lot of people are bullish and expecting, you know, like I mentioned before, the asset inflation, the don't fight the Fed, the $85 billion of stimulus every month. But, you know, the Fed's been stimulating for quite a while. Interest rates have been near zero. People have refinanced their homes. They've got, you know, additional money every month. And on the negative side, you know, gas prices are going up. Demand's going up. I guess people are doing a little better, so they're driving more. So fuel prices are going up, which acts like a tax. But you know what acts even more like a tax? A tax. And taxes have gone up, right? They've gone up for the rich, but they've also gone up for the, you know, upper middle class. And if you live in a state where they're raising income taxes, or, you know, maybe even they're raising your withholding if you're a government worker, or if you have a pension where they're, you know, trying to be fully funded, you might see your paycheck shrink or your health care costs have gone up. So all these things take money out of your pocket that you would normally go spend at places like the Cheesecake Factory and BJ's to get a great salad and a piece of cheesecake or a mud pie or something like that, right? You know, if you got a little less money in your pocket, maybe you kind of got a downshift on that stuff, right? You don't get the fancy beer. You just drink, have a glass of water with that, sir. Anyway, so that kind of makes its way too. So my overall thoughts, you know, I'm still, as of right now, as I'm audiobooing out walking my dog, I'm still 100% in. All my chips are on the table, are on the craps table, right? Just hoping a 7 doesn't come up. But I think a 7's about to come up. But I think, you know, historically, February, the year after a presidential election, actually has a negative return. So in order for it to have a negative return, it's going to have to go down a little bit, right? So, you know, what, a 3%, a 5%, a 10% correction? I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I do think it's going to rally more into the spring. So, you know, my taxable accounts, I probably won't do anything because I don't think the pullback's going to be that dramatic. But in my tax-deferred accounts, I might try to, you know, gain the edge there where I just kind of go on the sidelines. And, you know, I don't think I'll try to go short or buy HDGE, the inverse ETF, or any of the other inverse ETFs. If I was going to, I might try the NASDAQ side because the NASDAQ's been weak on the way up. And my guess is it'll underperform because, you know, if Apple can't rally during a bull market run, then what is it going to do when people are dumping stocks, right? Nobody wants it anyways, so that could have a negative effect. Anyways, hey, I just wanted to share my market thoughts. Of course, if I do sell, I'll blog about it or do an audio boo. I've been a little bit more active on the blog. As of late, audio boos have been a little bit light. That's kind of the reverse. I usually have been trying to audio boo once or twice a week, but actually I did one on Friday. I had my whole Super Bowl audio boo ready to go, and then I didn't upload it. And by the way, I did win money, Ravens in the money line as a 1.5, plus 1.5, so that was a nice win. But I got to be honest, I had a big parlay on the Ravens plus 4 at under 48, and the under didn't come close, right? It was, what, 65 points? So that one hurt a little bit. So I did win some money, but I'm not going to be able to retire early like I had planned. Just kidding. I don't really bet that much. I do on the Super Bowl every year. I go up and I place a lot of bets. And I do a lot of the prop bets. And I hit a bunch of those this year. You know, will Kaepernick score a rushing touchdown? Will Frank Gore score a rushing touchdown? And I also had the, on 5-1, I had the Ravens winning by 7.5 or more. So if that Niner comeback hurt a little bit, because that would have been a nice chunk of change on that one. But I don't bet too much. But I do bet a little bit on all the, not all of them, but quite a few prop bets. And I won most of them this year. I missed my big bet, which is the two-team parlay. I hit the money line bet, so I did okay. And it's fun. I go up to Reno from Sacramento here, just drive up the hill. And hopefully this time of year it's nice. You don't get trapped in snow. I think I was on a run. I think I had won 5 of 6 or something on that two-team parlay. But this year, another one I didn't win. But oh well. That's why they call it gambling. And by the way, can't win gambling. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I hope you have a great one. See ya.